It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock. Let's do the carry out. Here today's top stories. President Trump is on vacation and the media just can't stand it. So they're poking the hibernating bear with stories of presidential primaries in 2020, which meant that Trump had to put the pina colada down and head to Twitter to let us all know that he's super popular and fake news is faking fake. Hey, the president's on vacation. That means we need a vacation too. Take a week off from the leaks and write about country, write about county fair accidents. We'll click through. Nothing scares us more than a roller coaster accident slideshow. Boom, million hits, and then you can get back to Trump in a week or so. We cool, media? We cool? Please. CPS lays off over 950 people today to get the budget in line. I can't decipher if this is just normal trickery where teachers get pink slips but are hired back in a couple weeks, or if this is the real deal situation where administrators, teaching assistants, security guards, and teachers were shown the door. Maybe I'm naive, but as a parent of a CPS student, I will say I don't usually think that any of the aforementioned jobs are elective. Right? Class sizes are over 30 to 35 kids. They're usually one or maybe two security guards, and none of the teachers actually have teaching assistants. And my son goes to what a quote-unquote good school is. So are these real layoffs or political layoffs? And frankly, who cares? Neither are acceptable. The fact that the state of Illinois, Chicago Public Schools, and the financial wizards at the top of the city of Chicago mismanage pension funds shouldn't mean that good Chicago people should lose a job. That's ridiculous, right? That's the exact opposite of what the punishment should be for financial mismanagement, right? It shouldn't be that politicians didn't pay pensions so you get fired. That's not good government. That's not good for anything. There's no corruption there. The fact that somebody is going to get a pink slip because we didn't pay a pension payment 8 years ago, that's not on that teacher or that security guard. That's ridiculous. That's not the answer. City of Chicago just sued the Justice Department over the threat to withhold criminal justice monies if the city doesn't adhere to Trump administration immigration policing policies. The police say that they will not hold anyone longer than 48 hours regardless of immigration status. And this is at the core of the new Trump policy to give ICE agents more time to capture and deport. But Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson has the best point on this. This is what he said today. The minute his officers hold someone over 48 hours, the allowed time that you can hold someone before processing, they will be turning around those people and suing the city, police department, and specific officers. And you know this. That's exactly what we need, right? That's exactly what the city needs. More civil lawsuits. Because you know it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if that person's in for the worst crime ever. They will sue and they will win because that breaks the law. Put your politics, put your immigration politics aside. It's probably a smart move for the local politics or local politicians to challenge that. West Nile was discovered in mosquitoes tested in Glencoe. Great, the mosquitoes have evolved. They're going after the rich. Uh-oh. Probably tastier blood from all that caviar, right? Anyway, time to invest in bug spray. Cops arrested a thief who had allegedly stolen 60 cell phones at Lollapalooza this weekend. 60! Man, oh man, there were a lot of confused teenagers trying to find their parents. Oh, she's not texting back. What's wrong? We said to meet by that white tent. There's so many white tents down here. A new class action lawsuit's been filed against Dunkin' Donuts for imitation blueberries. Yep, the muffins, donuts, and other pastries are marketed as blueberry, but the suit alleges that it isn't blueberry. It's just some artificially blue-colored mystery food. I don't know about you, but when I go into a Dunkin' Donuts, I think organic, locally produced produce. Right? Don't you? Just me? In weather, nice enough day. In sports, it's official. The Miami Dolphins signed former Bears quarterback Jay Cutler to a one-year deal worth about $10 million. This after the Dolphins quarterback went down with a knee injury, so Cutler will not be in the broadcast booth this year telling us what, quote, Mike Glennon saw on that play. And this means by default, like I said, I'll watch Bears games this year. If Cutler was in the booth, I'd be picking apples come Sunday. But he's not, so we're good to go. 13-3. You heard it right here. 13-3. Let's go. Family Fest came and went. No injuries to speak of, but today, not so lucky. Backup offensive lineman Eric Kush tore a hamstring, out for the year. Still, the Bears are in a better spot health-wise than they were around last year this time. The Cubs fought hard, but watched their bullpen implode again in a loss yesterday to the Nationals. The Cubs lost 2 of 3 from the NL East leaders, and this will be 2 straight series at home against potential playoff teams where the Cubs lost. Hey, but with the hard-fought losses at Wrigley, the Cubs somehow still hold the lead in the NL Central. I don't know what that means. Yep, they got a half-game lead up on the Brewers. We're 2 months to go until the season is over, so time's starting to get tight. The Cubs go tonight against the Giants in San Francisco, who are downright awful this year thanks to an off-the-field injury to Madison Bumgarner, who's riding his dirt bike. They also have Buster Posey. But after that, I'm having a hard time. Who plays on the Giants, right? I mean, I guess Samardzija is there. Hunter Pence is probably still there. Who else? Is Vita Blue still pitching for this squad? How about Robbie Thompson? Robbie Thompson holding down second? How about an Atlee Hammaker? Yeah. Or maybe the best name in 80s baseball history, Candy Maldonado. And there's your San Francisco Giants from the 80s. Speaking of 80s baseball players, Don Baylor passed away today. The former Cubs manager was fighting cancer. He was 68 years old. It's a bummer. The White Sox got swept right out of Boston this weekend. They've won 3 games since the All-Star break. Is that right? That's woeful. Hoping this is a yin-yang type thing, cause and effect maybe, meaning the 2017 White Sox are really, 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 really bad so that the 2020 White Sox will be really, 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 really good? It works that way? Please tell us. Also, keep Nicky Delmonico. He's a guy who should have been playing in the 80s, but somehow he's on the 2017 team. Nicky Delmonico. I don't know what he's done so far, but I just saw him standing at second base. I'm like, what a name. Yeah, I'll bite. Yeah, I'll buy a Delmonico and Nicky Delmonico jersey. Chicago Sky beat the Atlanta Dream this weekend. Quietly, they're putting a run together. They're currently 10-16, just outside the playoffs. The season winding down, but they're streaking, so I wouldn't be surprised if they sneak in. Also, the Chicago Fire are still in second place in the conference, but also second best overall as they start up the second half. Go Fire. And finally tonight, a new study out says that loneliness may be a bigger public health hazard than obesity. Yep, technology / smartphones lead to isolation, which leads to loneliness. Loneliness leads to depression and other life-threatening illnesses. But the new iPhone, it's going to have facial recognition. Oh, so doesn't that balance it all out? Maybe not. That's the Gary Out for August 7, 2017. Hey, we're thinking about cutting back on straws due to the environment, so we're rationing them out. 20 per customer, cool? Cool. All right, coming up, Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling are here. It's Monday night, so it's time for Touche. Talk national politics, although these guys are chomping at the bit to talk local, which I think is a sign of the time that it's vacation. It's Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.